You're listening to Carousel Radio,
broadcasting a creative voice of people with a learning disability. Carousel Radio is a spoken word show featuring stories and poems and interviews with people with a learning disability.
Welcome to Carousel Radio.
This show is all about body and health, good or bad.
This is part one of two shows. You can hear part two in the next show.
We'll start the show with Fib or Fact.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
the body.
So welcome to Fact or Fib with a twist. So each member of the radio team will answer Fact or Fib to three statements about the body. But they must be quick, as they have just 30 seconds to do it in. So Fran, we start with you. So are you ready, Fran?
Yes.
And start the clock, please. Humans shed 40 pounds of skin in their lifetime. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fact.
Yep, it's a fact. Humans share 50% of their DNA with turnips. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fib.
Yeah, it's a fib. It's actually bananas. 90% of the cells that make humans are made up of fungi and bacteria. Is that a fact or a fib?
I think it's a fact.
It's actually a fact. Yes, you're right. Okay, so Stuart, it's your turn now, and start the clock, please. So when you blush, the lining of your stomach blushes too. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
Yep, it's a fact. A full head of human hair is strong enough to support 12 tons. Fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
Yes, it's a fact. Well done. Chimpanzees are more hairy than humans. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
No, it's a fib, actually. Humans have lots of tiny hairs that we can't see. Stop! David, get ready. You ready to do it?
Yep. Yes.
And start the clock, please. Humans glow in the dark. Fact or a fib?
Fact.
It's a fact. The light that we emit is 1,000 times weaker than our human eyes are able to pick up. Chocolate prevents a cold. Fact or a fib?
Fact.
It's a fib. It just makes your teeth fall out. What? So your mouth produces one pint of saliva each day. Is that a fact or a fib?
A fib.
It's a fib. It's actually 1 liter. So, who answered 2 out of 3? We have Dava and Stuart with 2 to 3 points. And then we have Fran, who's the winner, with 3 points. So join us next time for more Fact or Fib. Thank you.
House of Radio!
My name is Ian. I'm 68 years old. And I have got a rare medical condition called Williams syndrome. Basically, it's very similar to Down's, apart from the fact that Down syndrome, people have an extra gene added on. With Williams syndrome, it's totally missing altogether. It's not hereditary, but you are born with it. I've had it since I was a baby, and I didn't know anything about it until I was nearly 50. I wasn't diagnosed until I was nearly 50. My dad, who lives in the States, read a newspaper, and there was a news article about a conference that had been held in Philadelphia. There was 3 photographs of people with Williams syndrome. He looked at the pictures and realised it was me when I was younger.
Why do you think it took so long for you to get diagnosed?
Some people have asked me that question, and unfortunately, I do not know the answer. Williams syndrome does vary. Some people have serious medical complications and need a lot of care. Most of the time I'm independent. So I go food shopping, I cook at home, I go and see friends. I love listening to the Proms. I like listening to concerts on Radio 3. My life changed because I was asked, would I like to talk to parents about my experience? I am a member of the William Syndrome Advisory Group. Basically, it's new parents, new doctors, new nurses. We are constantly having new members join the foundation. It is getting better. There's much more information, better understanding, better support. We have a booklet. We do a lot of fundraising. You can contact the head office on 01732 365 152. If they need help, they can contact that number and someone at the office will tell them who to contact. Because we have regional contacts up and down the country.
Thank you, Ian, for talking about Williams Syndrome.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Fran, and this is my poem about the body. Heads, shoulders, knees and toes, something you move. Eyes, mouth, ears, nose, touch. The five senses, what are they? The whole body. John Wesley was a minister who published a book in the late 1740s. It told regular working people how to cure illnesses using things they can find in their house.
Come in. What seems to be the problem?
I got a cold and a shiver.
Oh, a fever, eh? Just take 6 pills made of cobwebs every day. If that doesn't work, try putting a bag of grubs or weeds on your stomach. Never fails, and I can tell you.
Thank you, Doctor.
Next! How can I help?
Well, Doctor, I have a blocked nose, a headache and dizzy spells. What on earth is wrong with me?
Oh, sounds to me like a head cold. The cure's very simple. Take the rind off an orange and stick a piece of it up each nostril.
Thank you, Doctor.
Don't mention it. Next, please. How can I help?
Well, I have a sore foot. It's red and inflamed and the skin is itchy and flaky.
Oh, that, madam, will most certainly be gout. The cure is very simple. Place a raw lean beef steak on the foot and replace it every 12 hours until cured.
The steak should be cured? I thought you said it should be raw.
Oh, please don't tell about jokes in my office. Next, please.
Doctor, my asthma's getting really very bad. I'm having trouble breathing and my chest feels tight.
Do you eat vegetables, madam?
When I can afford them, Doctor.
Eat nothing but boiled carrots for 2 weeks. If your asthma's not cured, at least your eyesight will be magnificent!
Thanks, Doctor.
Next, please. And how can I help?
I got toothache and it's hurting.
Oh, electrocution through the tea should work. Or if that fails, stick a clove of garlic in your ear. Pretty obvious, really, don't you think?
Silly me, then.
Carousel Radio.
I'm Ian from Carousel Radio.
This is Fran Reynolds. We are live at the Best of Health event in Brighton.
We're at the King Alfred Ballroom in Hove.
We're going to be interviewing some people, and it's all to do with health. Please, can you introduce yourself?
My name is Simon. I'm a health trainer with Brighton and Hove City Council.
What are you doing here today?
We're here to promote a general healthy lifestyle and to talk about our service, the Health Trainer Service, where we support people to make healthy lifestyle changes around drinking, smoking, diet or exercise.
Why is this important?
Well, it's important to prevent people getting ill, basically. There's thousands and thousands of deaths per year due to preventable illnesses. So if we can stop this before it starts by getting people to be healthier, make healthier choices, then that's fantastic.
Can you give us some examples, please?
Okay, what we've got here today, we've got the Eat Well Guide, which shows you the recommended amount of fruit and vegetables, carbohydrates, dairy that you should have in one day, and also the things that you shouldn't have. So we would talk about that in the sessions. We've also got items that show how much fat there is in certain foods. We're talking about sugar swaps, swapping sugary, unhealthy snacks for more healthier alternatives. So we can use these tools in sessions to make people think about their health and make informed choices.
How can our listeners find out more?
They can look on the Brighton and Hove City Council website. So just Google Brighton and Hove City Council and then health trainers. They can also call this number, which is 01273 296 877, and ask to talk about health trainers. They can also look at the One You website. That's aimed at people aged 40 and older, but anybody can look at One You for more healthy lifestyle information.
Tell us about the healthiest food you eat and the most unhealthiest food.
Oh, the healthiest food. I try to have a lot of blueberries and broccoli. I think blueberries and broccoli are very good for you for antioxidants and fighting infection, keeping you healthy for your immune system. Unhealthy, I do have a lot of salt. So I always sort of try and be aware of how much salt I'm having.
So salt on chips or salt on whatever?
Salt on everything. Yeah, too much salt. So I've got to cut down on that.
My name is Fran Reynolds and I'm introducing
Gabby Simmons. And I am from the Grace Eyre Foundation and I manage a project called Sports for All in Sussex.
Tell us about the healthiest food you eat and the most unhealthy.
The healthiest food I eat is I do eat a lot of vegetables, green vegetables with my dinners, and I do eat as much fruit as I can. The unhealthiest is I'm very obsessed with cake. Yeah, not a good thing.
Hello, my name's Philip Broom and I work as a Disability Development Support Officer for Albion in the community.
And tell us about the healthiest food you eat and the most unhealthy.
I love bananas. Always start the day with a good banana.
Oh, yeah.
Can't go wrong. And unhealthiest, probably chocolate. It's got to be up there, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
Affects my weight.
Hi, I'm Lucy. I'm Inclusive Communication Officer for the Community Learning Disability Team.
This is what's been going on today. They're all pictures about what's been going on at the Best of Health Day. You get given this healthy plan at the beginning of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Then you have a look round all the stalls and try out some of the activities. And the ones that you like and you think you might want to do in the next few months, you put a ring round. Then you put your name and your contact details on the back and you sign it. If you want us to give you a ring, as you said earlier, a telephone call, and then we'll just ring you up in a few weeks' time to see if you followed up any of these. And then we'll know if this has been a useful day for you. So we know that everyone has a really good time at these Best of Health days because they fill out the evaluation forms and tell us that they have. But we'd like to know if, as a result of what they've seen, if they've followed up on any of the stalls and any of the activities. And I think this is a good way of doing it.
So this organisation's all about what? Teeth, isn't it, and stuff?
We are the Special Care Dental Service, and we are a service for people that need extra help, can't get seen in general practice, so yeah, they come in to see us. But we also teach oral health, which is what we're doing today. So we help people in cleaning their teeth properly.
Right.
And what not to eat, what's bad for their teeth, and what things they can have that won't damage their teeth.
Right.
There are lots of gadgets on our table today to help people that have struggled to hold an ordinary toothbrush. So we can help them use gadgets. We've got a little catalogue that show you the things you can buy over the internet. If you wanted, you could have a go at brushing our giant teeth. See how good you are at brushing. That's all right, I'll hold them. Well done.
So Sabina, this is also... water is the best drink for teeth. Now, when I go upstairs in the evening, I brush my teeth. Then afterwards... Because my one's electric.
Which is good. That's very good. Electric ones do all the things for you.
I give it a few minutes, so like it's actually about a few minutes, and then once it stops and I have some water afterwards.
Right, well you shouldn't actually rinse out after you've cleaned your teeth.
What's that?
You shouldn't rinse out when you've cleaned your teeth. So when you clean your teeth, you use a pea-sized amount of toothpaste. just a pea-sized amount, not a great big stripe. You brush your teeth, you spit, but you leave the toothpaste on your teeth because then it's protecting them.
Right, so you should
literally... You shouldn't rinse out afterwards or have a drink afterwards.
No. Okay.
So if you want your drink of water, I would have it before you clean your teeth.
Spit, don't rinse?
Yes.
What?
And that's because there's something in toothpaste called fluoride, which helps to protect the enamel of your teeth. So if you rinse that toothpaste away, it's not protecting your teeth.
Visit the dentist or the doctor regularly, is that... Visit the dentist.
Visit the dentist regularly. Check
your teeth are okay.
Check your teeth are okay. And keep anything with sugar to meal times. Don't have it between meals because that's when your teeth get damaged. So if you're going to have a snack, make sure it's something without sugar in it.
Well, I had a banana this morning.
That's fine.
That's good. And brush for 2 minutes twice a day. So you should, does this include the evening?
Yes, the bedtime one is the most important one of the day, because if you go to sleep, the germs and bacteria and dirty bits of food on your teeth, that's when all the damage is done, when you're asleep, because your saliva and spit dries up at night, so anything that's on there is going to attack your teeth. So you need to make sure that your bedtime brushing is the best you can possibly do.
Radio. Fran, so what do you do to stay healthy?
On the 2nd of July, I am doing Race for Life from my friend Debbie, who passed away. Rich is walking or running or jogging. I'm going to walk with my member of staff.
And do you want to give us the name of the charity that you're doing it for?
It's for cancer research. I also do something on a Thursday night called Slimming World. And this week, I lost 2.5 pounds in weight.
So how does it work, basically? Yeah.
What happens is you have a green day or a red day. Yeah, and you have an extra easy day, but I do it my own way.
What sort of foods can you have, Fran?
You can have loads of fruit and vegetables because that's speed. You can make Slimming World chips or sweet potato Slimming World chips, which I'm doing tonight with steak. You're not allowed to any ice creams because it's 25 sins. Mm. But you can on special occasions like a treat.
So they're keeping them for a special day, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be having loads of treats on my birthday on Tuesday.
And then she'll just rage what's actually in the cupboard or the fridge?
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoy doing Slimming World because it's fun, because you meet your friends afterwards. And I also have a meeting afterwards as well, so I write down ideas.
So should we turn over to Davit now? So what do you do to stay healthy, Davit?
I like the trainer. She helps me to lose weight. The trainer asked me to write down what foods I can eat or can't eat as well. And I have fruit, veg, and a little bit of chips or fish as well we can have.
It's interesting because you eat fish and chips on occasions.
Occasionally, yeah. The trainer checks my weight and checks my height as well, and check how fat we are as well. And the trainer asks us to do exercise, walking, running, and go to the gym as well.
So you do exercise yourself, don't you, David?
Yes, I do. I go for a very long walks up the hill, and we go along the beach and go for a nice little walk around the town as well. I like playing football as well. It's a bit of fun running around and playing football.
Thank you, guys, for telling me all about this. How's your health healthy and things?
Here's Johnny's tips on staying healthy.
11 ways to improve your health so you can lead a better spiritual life. By Johnny Schachter. 1. Smoking is a lovely habit. I think seeing the ashtray is a lovely sight. Smoke as much as you want. Rule 2. Before and after a shower, have 5 cigarettes one after the other. Rule 3. Relax and be a chain smoker. Feels great. Rule 4. Eat as much as you want. In fact, eat more. Rule 5. the only exercise worth doing is jogging to the dinner table, while I won't dispute that a coffee and a cigarette before and after swimming will make you feel better. Rule 6, eat 5 helpings of cheesecake a day. Great stuff. Rule 7, you have to not only eat lots of steak, but eat the fat on the steak as well. Simply delicious. Rule 8, eat the fat on a roast pork dinner. It is the best part. Rule 9, try chain smoking in front of the television. Just heavenly. Rule 10, listening to the doctor and hearing his advice is just plain naive. What do they know? Rule 11, overwashing, no such thing. Wash yourself as much as you want.
Here is a sketch from the Carousel Punchlines Comedy Project.
Come in, please. Take a seat. What seemed to be the problem?
Doctor, I suffer from sausages.
Don't eat so many.
Unfortunately, I suffer from sausages.
Never heard of that before. What else is wrong?
My ears came off last week. Unfortunately, I was going to the loo and my ears popped out the window.
My goodness, that's unusual. I'll give you some pills for it. Anything else bother you?
I was a werewolf under the toilet.
I'm looking at my notes about that. Nothing here.
I went to the toilet and I saw an elephant in my loo.
Time for the next patient. Anything else you want to tell me before you go?
No, that's all.
Here are the tablets. I hope you help me with your sausages. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is a piece produced by Heart and Soul Radio in London. Josh John Lee is talking about being a superhero called Shade.
Where's the music?
Stories.
Chat.
Sounds.
Thoughts.
Recorded live.
Mixed and mastered.
Here we are.
Do you hear anything?
The ones I got today flip up and down.
I suppose you want to know who I am.
The story of Shades is basically me.
I'm Shades.
I thought there's a lot of people struggling in the world. There's lots of bullies. There's lots of bad people in the world. All I wanted to be was a superhero that could be rid of all that stuff.
So here I am, on the roof of a London skyscraper.
My real name is Josh Donnelly.
I'm Shades.
I like to think of my autism as my special power. Autism is to do with, like, extra intelligence. In fact, with some autistic people, they don't even need to speak for you to understand them. You just got to, like, understand what they feel inside. I feel like I can do that. I feel like I'm like a translator for those who, like, speak differently to me.
What do you want with me? Why am I here? Why am I being questioned?
As a kid, I wore shades because, like, I had a lot going on. I couldn't control my daydreaming. People would think I was looking at them and they'd be like, "What? Hey, I said what?" I'm easily misinterpreted without them.
Politicians electing one another, promising to help us, only to do the opposite. So here I am, just trying to do my part for the UK. Ending all the hate, the violence, criminology. Just me alone. I'm Shades.
Like, they were blue, mirrored, like, people wouldn't see my eyes, they'd see their own face.
Criminals, doing whatever the hell they want at night time, thinking that everyone's asleep.
I like to mainly focus on my sharp eyes and mind, to bring justice to everyone.
But in London, I don't sleep. I have too much of a strong sense of justice. I'm not exactly an ordinary kind of human.
Someone that would, like, bring equality to everyone. Like, people who were gay, people who were autistic, people who were not necessarily rich or even had a house. I mean, come on! Those people are the ones that need people like me.
I'm Shades.
I like to think of my autism as my special power.
Heart and Soul Radio.
So to hear more Heart and Soul Radio, visit heartandsoul.co.uk or search for them on Mixcloud. Heart and Soul is spelled with a letter N instead of an and.
A patient says to a doctor, "I'm falling apart," and the doctor says, "Pull yourself together."
That's the end of the show. Tune in next time for part 2.
Thanks to Best of Health 2016.
Thank you, Ian, for talking about Williams Syndrome.
Thank you, Heart and Soul Radio.
Drums, please!
please.
We will leave you with one of my favourite songs, Biggie Train from Beat Express.
Could everybody clap their hands? Everybody, here we go. Put your hands up, put your hands down, put your hands to side, boogie all around. Now jump to the left and jump to the right. Now boogie like a train on the Beat Express tonight.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
So you can listen to this show on Podomatic or on iTunes. Just search for Carousel Radio. It's also on Carousel's website.
www.carousel.org.uk